Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Kaylin, what company is this?
What third party call center with answer the phone for different companies? Can I please have your zip code to locate the account?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
What third party call center, we answer the phone for different companies. So I want to know if I actually have the account pulled up.
85122.
Thank you. And the first and last name, please.
Kamala Muhammad.
You said Muhammad. All right, one moment, please. All right, and thank you for holding. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
Ma'am, who are you? That's the question I have. Because you have not given me 1 ounce of identification.
Okay, well, we're a third party call center. We answer the phone for different companies. Once you verify that, I can give you the information.
No. I'm not even asking account information. What companies do you represent?
Again, we answer the phone for different companies, ma'am. I want to know until I get into the account.
I know. You're asking for different companies. Which companies do you represent?
Ma'am, it's a variety. So once you verify your address, I can give you the information I have in front of me.
Okay, but I'm not asking account information.
Well, ma'am, again, I cannot name a company until I have the account pulled up because we answer the phone for different companies.
Do you call center. Do you represent more than 5 companies?
Yes, varieties. If you verify your address, ma'am, I have something right in front of me and I can give you the information.
1429 East Dallas Street. Hello?
Thank you. Because I'm just looking at the account for Wi-Fi booster.
I didn't hear what you said.
Wi-Fi booster.
What is it?
It's a Wi-Fi booster. You did a survey, get a free gift, pay shipping within 40 hours, enroll in the membership. We get a $125 gift card.
Okay, so I never received those things.
It's a Wi-Fi booster.
The free one? The free Wi-Fi booster?
You did a survey, get a free gift, pay shipping within 48 hours. You enroll in a membership where you get a $125 gift card.
No, I never received a $125 gift card. And I never enrolled in a subscription.
All right, I'm sorry. You're kind of low, so it's kind of hard to hear you.
I'm sorry. I never enrolled in any subscription.
Well, once you didn't call, then yes, you automatically enrolled.
If once I didn't what?
Once you didn't call, you automatically enrolled.
Can you please unenroll me?
Yes, I get a counsel. Give me one moment, please.
And can you please credit my account?
Well, it's not refundable, ma'am.
Pardon?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm sorry.
I said, pardon me?
It's not refundable.
Okay, so, and I received my paperwork because I apparently didn't get a gift card.
Ma'am, it's hard to hear you.
I said, I certainly did not get a gift card.
It's in your email. They send gift codes in your email.
And what email account is that?
I'm having a hard time hearing you, ma'am.
What email account is that? What is the email account that you have?
KAMALAM.pro@gmail.com. So
And
you
what's the
didn't even
difference?
pay today, you didn't pay the full price for the Wi-Fi booster. Because the Wi-Fi booster is $49.97, you was only charged $14.
The Wi-Fi booster was supposed to be nothing.
Well, not for the Wi-Fi booster, the gift code. But I did go ahead and close out the account, and this will prevent all future charges.
I'm sorry. Where is this gift card coming from?
I'm sorry.
Where is the gift card coming from? What should I be looking for in my email? Where did the card come from?
It should say something about Wi-Fi booster customer support. It should say something. You'll be able to see it.
And did you send me an email with a cancellation?
Yes, it automatically sends within 24 hours of counseling.
Thank you.
Right? Any accountants counsel or anything?